Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Well, firstly, talk to us about the phone call you received about the coming out of retirement.
Yeah, it wasn't even a phone call, it was a text message, which I thought was a prank or a bit, you know, like, is she being serious? It was just a text to ask if I wanted to come back for 3 weeks of netball.
And so how long did it take for that to sink in that this was serious?
Probably after I sent like 6 messages back and she didn't answer me for ages, and then she did answer, and then I think Julie was like, oh, she's actually considering this. So then we just went back and forth a wee bit just to see if it was actually like something that we could make work.
And so you've obviously been keeping pretty fit. Like, how did you feel playing last week?
Obviously not as fit as I've ever been, but to get back out on the court at that level, I think I surprised myself, and playing full 60 minutes as well was a bit of a shock. But I think for me, the top 2 inches just took over, and you just got to carry on. It doesn't matter whether you're tired or not; you just have to keep going.
And so, had you recover? Did you pull up okay?
Yeah, I felt like I was going to get up and like roll out of bed and not be able to walk, but I actually felt pretty good, which was very surprising. You know, I went to the gym the next day and did a bit of recovery as well, so that when I get back on the plane, I guess I'm in the best condition I can be.
And so what sort of stuff training had you been doing?
So I go to F45 every day, and then I play netball once, maybe twice a week at home, and that's it. Running around after 3 children, working full time.
Good. Yeah. And so had you at any point since your retirement thought about coming back? Had the itch been there, or had you totally forgotten about it?
The itch had definitely gone, because I still was playing socially, you know, like to still get your competitive edge in there, but obviously nothing at that level. But SSN is something I've never played in, and I guess on my netball CV I've played and done and won everything that you can. So when this came up, it was more like a why not, why shouldn't I have a go at it? Yeah.
And so how does it compare? Has the game changed much in sort of 6 years, or how did you find it compared to the other netball you played?
Yeah, I feel like it's got faster. Everyone's got stronger, faster, fitter. The ball moves a lot faster. Maybe I've just got slower. I can see things at my mind, you know, but the body is not as willing as what it was. But I think, well, I hope the more I'm on the court, the better and the faster, even if it's just a little bit each time, you know, it'll add up.
Played with a few of these girls before. What's it been like reuniting with them?
Yeah, it's like a family reunion with Jay and Joe. We keep each other accountable because we have that relationship, so that's always nice, where they're like, come on Casey, you know, get there, and goes back and forward. So it's like a sense of familiarity with them, but also they keep me accountable.
And so is the deal now for the rest of the season, or are you still working through that?
So the intent is for the rest of the season. We're just going through the process, which I never thought would happen either. But yeah, that is the intent, yeah.
And the kids, tell us about their reaction.
Yeah, they're excited. My oldest one, Maya, was at the last World Cup in 2019, and now they get to watch Mum on TV and come have a watch, you know, be a part of it. So they're very excited, and they want all the giant gears. They want a t-shirt. I want socks, Mum. Can you get all that for me while I'm over there? So, yeah, they don't ask for much.
What's Julie's request, I guess, been of you in terms of your role in this team? Like, does she want you to be a match winner? Does she want you to be supportive of those young defenders in front of you? What's she kind of asked of you in terms of your role?
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit of both, you know? Like, obviously I'm not what I used to be, but I'm still looking for those moments where I can do, well, we'll try and do that. But rebounds is a big thing for me, to get up there and get that extra ball for us. But also just sharing my knowledge, I guess, and experience with the younger ones. But also they're teaching me, I guess, that Aussie style as well. So some situations I'm like, why are we doing that? It could be a lot easier. And then the next one they're like, well, should we do this? Because it's a lot better, you know, it's better off. So, yeah, it's going back and forth.
You played alongside Erin O'Brien last week. That was Erin's first game out at goal defence for the season, and she had a career-best performance. She walked off the court saying how cool it was to play with you. How did you find it playing alongside her and allowing her to have the game?
Yeah, I thought she played awesome, and the fact that she did that, how good for her. I guess I'm just trying to assist her, because she's obviously got a lot more netball in her to go than me. But just trying to read off her, encourage her, and I guess give her the chance to go for ball and not to hold her back.
What's been the reaction in the netball community back home in New Zealand to see you back out on the court?
I think it's been pretty positive in New Zealand. I think the shock is over, but I think everyone's been really supportive, and my close-knit family and friends have been, they're really excited and very, very supportive.
What about former teammates? Are they calling you crazy? Are they thinking they want to do the same thing?
Yeah, there's a few words that's been thrown out there a lot, crazy, challenging, but good on you, almost, yeah.
Up against the Adelaide Thunderbirds this week. How much do you know about them? Have you had a chance to look at the vision from when the team played them earlier this season?
Yeah, I've had a look at the video and playing Romelda. That goes back in the days again as well. So looking forward to that challenge, and you just know that it's going to be a battle right from the start. And, you know, you might not get every ball, but you'll get one or two that'll make the difference. So you just have to keep grinding her both mentally and physically. So by the end of the game, she should be tired. Because we both will be.
You would have been part of preview this morning. That game is obviously the only game the side has won so far this season. How much, I guess, did the coaching staff reflect on that?
Yeah, I think you can take the lessons from those games and take the positive. And I guess when you win, that's got to become a habit. It just doesn't happen because it's of luck. So I feel like we're probably three quarters of the way there. We've just got that last quarter where we need to really push through. And I guess treasure that ball, yeah, because when we have it, I think it's unstoppable, yeah.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.